Thank you for calling Electricity LLC. Please press 1 if you are a new client, or press 2 if you are an existing.
Hello?
Hi, Jacob. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Doing good, and you?
I'm doing excellent. Thanks for asking. I was actually following up. You probably got the notification, but we're still having trouble processing last month's payment, and I didn't know if there was something going on with the card that we have on file.
I just wanted to cancel. I'm not getting any business, and I'm just getting charged for nothing.
I see. Okay, so I need to give you some options, because if you recall, in the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 19th. In order to prevent that charge, you have to cancel 3 business days prior. So there's a $249 past due balance on the account, and we can't even cancel the account with a past due balance. But the good news is you're catching it in time, because on the 19th of September, which is just 8 days away, that will reoccur to 498, and that will continue to do so until this settles. So, question, how come you're wanting to cancel?
Because I'm not getting any business, and I'm pretty upset
okay.
with you guys, because literally I have got not one call. Everybody that calls me in regards to the electrical company. El Paso Electric. So
okay.
I honestly just wasted my money.
So we're promoting Electric City LLC, is that correct? And you're saying you're not getting calls?
No, I'm not getting any business at all. And I've been with you guys for I don't know how long.
So I want to let you know that I'm on your dashboard, and this is showing me that, let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You've been with us 5 months. This is the 6th month that I'm going into now. But in the past 6 months that you've been working with us, your company has been found on the first page of Google 812 times, and you've had 147 Google actions, which include clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. So I'm
which is crazy because I haven't got one job from you guys, literally. Because if I was
okay.
in the business, then I would have no problem paying that money. But all I've been doing is paying for nothing.
Right. So this month alone, let's see if I just filter it out for 30 days. There's actually... Let me see here. 30 days, the last 30 days. It looks like there's a ton of leads coming on the dashboard coming through this call tracking number that we're talking on. So I'm thinking that you've gotten some solid work out of it, and maybe you're just not aware.
No,
but
no, not at all. I'm telling you, I haven't got one job in 5 months. So that's why I'm super upset, because I've already spent maybe over $1,000 with you guys. And nothing. So, I mean, it's not, I don't want to continue with you guys. It's just a waste of my money.
I understand, and that's what I'm here to help you with, because I definitely don't want you to get hit with a bunch of reoccurring charges and have it affect your credit and your business and all that, just because we can't cancel it with the past due balance. So one option that you have, Jacob, if your intention is just to cancel, is your program includes a fresh batch of Facebook ads. I don't see that you would need a fresh batch of Facebook ads if you were just going to cancel right away. So one thing I could do is remove those from the past due amount, and that would lower it to just $149. And then, of course, once that settles, I can cancel the program, and you'll get a notification within 15 minutes that it's been canceled.
No,
that way,
no, I'm not going to let you guys take me for another $149 after all the money I've already given you guys for free. So you guys are already taking me for a lot of money for nothing. And you guys promised me all kinds of stuff and all these leads, and I never saw any of it. And I'm a big, you know, I'm an all right size company, so I wasn't paying attention to my statements. And come to find out, it's money that I just gave you guys. I literally just gave you guys that money for free. So, I mean, no, I'm not interested, and I'm not going to let you take me for 149. If it's going to affect my credit, then let it, I'll let it happen. But I'm not going to let you guys steal any more of my money.
I'm listening to a call on your dashboard right now on for a quote. Someone's calling for an electrician on August 15th, and you scheduled an appointment with her for the next day. She said she lived in a mobile home park and she was needing an electrician. 505 New Mexico.
No, they're calling for the electric company.
The address to you.
They're calling for an electric company, not for me.
So she said she needed an electrician, but she did say, is this a company? And then you said, no, I'm an electrician. She goes, oh, yeah, that's what I need. But maybe she was confused.
No,
but I want to let you know, if I may, that there was a call that came in yesterday. It was a three-second call. So that tells me that they got your voicemail and they hung up. A call came in on September 5th, a five-second call. Again, they got your voicemail and hung up. Again, on September 3rd, another one on August 29th. The same person called back again 4 hours later.
Yeah, because they're all calling for an electric company. They're all calling for El Paso Electric. I'm not El Paso Electric. I'm an electrician. I'm not the utility company. They're calling for the utility company. Are you understanding
that? But how do you know that if they're calling you because they see you on Google
because all the calls I've got are for that. That's how I know. If you guys were getting me business and I was getting good business from you guys, then I would definitely pay the 149 because electrical pays. So no, I mean.
All I'm saying is that you're paying us to promote your business on the first page.
Yes,
and get your
you guys
phone
are promoting me
clients.
As an electric company. You
but
guys
we're
you
not.
Guys
I'm looking at your website right now. It says Electric City LLC. No job is too big or too small. General contractor. And then under that, it says remodeling services, basement remodeling, bathroom remodeling.
Yes, then
so
I
what
then
I'm
I don't
telling you
why
is
that
if these people are looking for a bathroom remodel and they type it into Google and then they call you and then they get your voicemail and they hang up, that's a missed opportunity if you don't call them back because you think they're calling for the electric company when that's probably not the case.
And there's no way,
right?
Even if I try to call back, there's no way I could call back because you guys just have it's an extension that they reach me through. It's not my actual number. So I'm not getting their actual number. I'm getting your extension. So how is that business? I can't get it. I can't do anything like that. I'm on the field, so if I miss a call, there's no way for me to call back.
There's an app that goes with the call tracking number where you could, you know, download the app and call people back right away and text them through it. Or you could remove the call tracking number and just promote your number outright. So that's a feature that we have that helps you track the calls, but you don't have to have it. You could promote your own number too if it's easier. But I can see the number that called you on September 10th, which was yesterday, was 575-332-8801. The number that called you on September 5th was 915-227-0405.
Yeah, and I answered that on September 10th. I answered that yesterday, and she was looking for the utility company. Again, she was looking for the utility company.
That wasn't answered because I'm listening to the call, and it was your voicemail that she listened to 3 seconds of it, and she hung up. Actually, it says it was from Andy Trist, so it wasn't even a female. It looks like it might have been a male. But that's what I'm saying is I don't know who's calling you looking for the electric company, but it's definitely not through us. I don't know if you're using any other services, like maybe an Angie Leads or a Thumbtack.
Anytime somebody calls, it says Local Splash, just like it says right now, Local Splash. So, no, I'm not going to pay. If it affects my credit, it affects it. I'm not going to let you guys steal another $149 off of me. You guys already stole enough, and you guys didn't provide me with what you told me. And you guys didn't do what you guys promised. So you guys are a bad company. I'm going to leave you guys a bad review because you guys are no good. You guys are the worst.
Likewise, we have 200 employees here. We could do that, too, and play the game the other way, you know, going on there and saying Jacob is a horrible business owner. He doesn't pay his bills and give you a bunch of one-star ratings. So I'm just saying that I understand what you're saying, Jacob, and I would be frustrated if I was in your situation, too. And I believe you. I believe that people are calling you from the electric company, but that's not initiated through us, because the calls that are on your dashboard, they're calls that you're not getting back to, just people listening to the voicemail and hanging up. So you can't assume that they wanted the electric company if you didn't talk to them. That's all I'm saying. Well, you know, you have to give them the benefit of
Then a bunch of these calls are also stockbrokers trying to sell me or get me to get loans and things like that. So no, it's complete trash.
Those aren't coming through the call tracking number, though. That's what I'm saying. I'm listening to the calls, and they're just going to voicemail, and they're hanging up. So let's just see here.
So even if you got to give me a one-star rating, it's not going to affect me either way because I'm still getting work other ways. So you guys aren't affecting me either.
No, I wouldn't do that. I was just saying because you said the same thing to me, but I wouldn't do that. I mean, that's just, you know, about a matter of, you know, ethics. I mean, why would I do that if I haven't actually used your service, you know? So I apologize for saying that. I wouldn't do that. But there is one option, and I'm definitely not supposed to do this, but if you think it work, I would do it for you, is there is a way to cancel the program and have you just keep the website, Jacob, and that's just $29 a month for the hosting of the site. And then if you choose to keep the site, since that's not promoting you as the electric company, you can look at it if you want to. It's definitely promoting you as a general contractor. So if you wanted to, you know, at that point, keep your website, you could continue.